Hello, my name is Charlie Moores from Off The Leash Podcasts, and you're about to listen to a shortcast from podcaster and campaigner Lisa Marley. Lisa is talking here about her passion for the environment and her wonderful new podcast series, Crimes Against Nature.
My name's Lisa Marley, and I'm the host and creator of the podcast Crimes Against Nature. I apologize for my rather crackly voice today. I am recovering from my first COVID vaccine, which I'm delighted about, but it does mean I sound a little worse for wear. Crimes Against Nature is what I'm calling a true crime wildlife podcast. And the reason I've taken inspiration from the true crime genre is because they've helped to give a voice to the voiceless. And that's what the victims of wildlife crime are. I want to tell the stories of the species impacted by these crimes, raise awareness of the issues fueling illegal activity, and support those who are enacting change. It's hugely telling of how low of priority nature is in this country, that this kind of illegal activity is still going on all the time, and in many cases, it's actually become more prevalent since lockdown started, so it's a problem that is not going to go away on its own. And if you're thinking, this doesn't sound all that controversial, I had my 12-minute student film about the Rosshire red kite poisonings pulled last minute from a conference about wildlife crime run by a significant organisation in the UK because it was seen as too controversial and too political. This topic is being actively swept under the rug by many of the bodies who are meant to be preventing it. But as you can see with Off The Leash, there are people like Charlie and Dominic and many more who aren't afraid to speak up about it. That's something we could all be doing more of, and it's certainly something I'm going to try and do with this podcast. One thing I also want to address is that when people think of wildlife crime, they usually conjure up images of ivory and tiger skins and things like this, which of course are very real and very important problems, and I'm not detracting from that in the slightest. But we often overlook how much is happening right here in the UK on our doorstep, which is why this whole first season is going to be focusing entirely on stories from around the UK. We need to talk about the mere handful of hen harriers we have because they're being actively shot out of the sky, or about how fox hunting is still going on even though it's illegal. And all of these things we know about, and in some cases we've known about for a very long time, but still aren't being stopped in their tracks. I also want to draw attention to lesser known topics and things that are technically not illegal, but still the subject of a lot of debate, so like the badger cull and protection of beavers in the country. I have a filmmaking background, but I decided to turn to podcasting because I wanted to tell more stories about wildlife crime, and I wanted to start telling them now, and podcasting is a fantastic way to do that. I'm no expert, but that's why I have people like Dominic on the pod to have discussions about cases of wildlife crime, and I've tried to make the series as accessible as possible to anyone who cares about nature, but maybe doesn't know much about illegal activity and how it impacts wildlife, or maybe they just don't know that much about British wildlife. And when I say I have experts on, I don't necessarily mean people who have worked in or have studied these topics, although certainly I'll have plenty of people under that category. I mean a whole array of people who are vocal and knowledgeable about wildlife crime, because it's often just figures in the community and individuals who are passionate about it that make these huge differences. So in the first few episodes, I speak to Andrea Goddard about the Rosshire Red Kite Massacre, which is what first got me into learning more about wildlife crime, and I'm still not going to shut up about it because I think it's a very important case that we can learn a lot from. Dominic, of course, speaks about badger persecution, including giving a great overview of the badger cull. And in the next episode, I'll be talking to Detective Sergeant William Telford, the National Wildlife Crime Coordinator of Police Scotland, about Operation Wingspan. You can find out more at www.crimesagainstnaturepod.com, and if you think you've got a story for me, don't hesitate to get in touch. Thanks again to Charlie and Dominic. I can't wait to hear more of Off The Leash.
For more great audio from campaigners, researchers, activists and authors, please subscribe to Off The Leash podcasts by your favourite streaming platform.